United States.
Los Angeles. Farewell to the Five Queens. A county of 10 million people conducts a civilized revolution.
Less noticed among recent political events, Los Angeles is reckoning with a small revolution. Los Angeles County is home to nearly 10 million people, making it more populous than all but 10 states. Its five supervisors wield a $50 billion budget. What happens in this sprawling conglomeration of suburbs and highways affects a quarter of all Californians. And, as in the rest of the country, Angelenos voted for change. In contrast to many Midwestern and East Coast population centres, county governments in California are run by five supervisors who combine executive, legislative and quasi-judicial powers. In LA, each supervisor is an autocrat in their district, says Fernando Guerra, director of the Center for the Study of LA at Loyola Marymount University. That is about to end. Voters narrowly chose to expand the Board of Supervisors to 9, elect, rather than appoint, a county chief executive, and create an ethics commission to increase oversight of the whole shebang. The measure's passage marks the first time voters have approved board expansion since 1913, when the county adopted its charter and its population hovered somewhere near 500,000. In the city of Los Angeles, which is run by a mayor and a powerful city council, voters favoured ballot measures to implement independent redistricting of the council and school board, as well as to strengthen the city's ethics commission. The sum of these results is a repudiation of the corrupt and ineffective politics that has dogged Los Angeles in recent years. The decisions to overhaul the structure of local government are largely a reaction to a series of scandals. Four former or sitting city council members have faced criminal charges in as many years for embezzlement, bribery, or lying to the feds. In 2022, a leaked recording of three other council members and a Labour leader revealed the group of Hispanic power brokers making disparaging remarks about other ethnic groups as they discussed how to slice up the city during redistricting. Three of the four lost their jobs, and the final holdout lost his bid for re-election. Their ousting did not placate Angelenos. The ballot measure that will create an independent redistricting commission is meant to combat the kind of backroom politicking caught on tape. For structural reform to happen, there usually has to be something that has really got people agitated, says Raphael Sonnenschein of the Haines Foundation, which supports research on governance and democracy in Los Angeles. The last time LA saw such a reckoning was in the 1990s, when the Rodney King riots prompted police reform, among other efforts. What will the county's measure achieve? The five supervisors are known as the Five Little Queens. Their fiefs of roughly 2 million constituents each will be nearly halved in size when four new colleagues join the board in 2032, after the next census reapportionment. Governance wonks hope that budgets will be better allocated for homelessness and that supervisors will be more responsible to their voters. Local government works best when elected officials have to pay attention to their constituents, says Mr. Guerra. When districts get too big, that just cannot happen. Zev Yaroslavsky sat on the county board for 20 years and the city council for 20 years before that. He argues that the most consequential reform is actually the creation of an elected county chief executive. He likens LA County's government to a business without a CEO or a state without a governor. The county's size and wealth demand a different system, he reckons, and a leader that can take decisive action rather than dithering. The person who is elected to that position will be among the most important, if not the most important, local government executives in the biggest state of America, he argues. Many bits of the reform have yet to be finalised, including how exactly the county will pay for the new positions. Taxes have been ruled out. Mr. Yaroslavsky relishes those details, while knowing that they will make others' eyes glaze over. Governance makes a difference, he says, even if it's boring as hell.